Christian hip-hop artist Lecrae recalls evil things taking place at parties hosted by Sean Diddy Combs. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 30, 2024. Christian hip-hop artist Lecrae said in a January episode of his podcast that he had attended a couple of parties hosted by embattled rapper Sean Diddy Combs, adding, "If I don't say evil things were taking place, then I'm covering for him. I've been to a couple Diddy parties, now, I'm risking a lot by saying this," the singer said in a January episode of his Deep End with Lecrae podcast. "If I don't say evil things were taking place, then I'm covering for him," Lecrae continued. "And if I do say evil things were taking place, then I'm one of them ones, like, yeah, Lecrae, expose it, expose it. You know what I'm saying?" The God, You're So Good singer explained that he has been to lots of parties, some with actor Jamie Foxx, as well as rappers Snoop Dogg and T.I. "Here's what I'll say," Lecrae stated. "There are people who will test you. There are people who will see how far your limits are. And if you're willing to take a step, then they'll take two." Lecrae noted that he never felt forced to participate, but rather asked if he would like to join, adding, "I was left alone once it was understood that he wasn't about that life." Watch below. The 8000 Hallelujahs singer went on to say that at one particular party hosted by an artist he didn't disclose, he was warned not to stay past a certain hour, because that's when activities that he would find undesirable would be taking place. "Now, my pride kicked in, like, you don't know me. I can handle myself," Lecrae said. "Well, it's probably 12:30, I'm downstairs, I come up out the studio, and I'm headed back upstairs to the main area where everyone was congregating, and the music changed." The Good Lord singer explained that the music had been jamming, dancing music, but then turned a little more sensual when I came out of the studio. "There was a couch, and on the couch, I saw a couple of guys really going at it hard and heavy. And I was like, oh, well, you know, this is a celebrity party, people do what they do. As I started moving upstairs, I passed them up, and I noticed that it wasn't just those two guys. It was more and more people just going at it," he said. "I was like, okay, it's time for me to roll. I'm gonna grab my stuff and I'm gonna get up out of here." "I did not know that's how this went down," Lecrae added. "So was that shocking?" "Absolutely. Was I forced or coerced into anything?" "I was not." The restored singer also mentioned another celebrity party where he was hanging out with people in a cabana and then told to go to another area of the party because the cabana would be closing down. They closed up the cabana, and there was about three or four big name artists in there, and a whole bunch of ladies start walking in that cabana, and the security guard stood in front of the door, Lecrae recalled. He also recalled actor and comedian Brandon T. Jackson coming up to him at this party and saying, "Satan will steal your soul in this industry." "I've been to tons of these industry events, like, tons of them," Lecrae said. "If you want to get in trouble you can, but it's like, is that what you really want to do? Do you want to get yourself intertwined with the deeds of darkness and Satan? Is that really what you desire? Or do you want to be straight and narrow and go to bed at night with a clear conscience, and wake up in the morning and see what God is doing?" the singer asked. "God is infinitely more powerful," Lecrae asserted. "And I'd rather trust in him than all that nonsense." As Breitbart News reported, Sean Diddy Combs is facing multiple civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking and living a lifestyle involving underage sex, drugs, beatings, and rapes. On Monday, federal agents with Homeland Security raided the Can't Nobody Hold Me Down rapper's houses in both Los Angeles and Miami. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.